coming up.
Episode 164.
Woo! How do you say that?
Well, we shall see what the two of you do.
But I love the weird bits.
Everybody has different differences.
I think I have different differences.
Oh, that's a nice choice. I like that.
Trying to shoehorn that in, but no.
Let's see if you can find the sunshine in there.
It's not voice acting. It is just about acting.
The script made more sense.
I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I look forward to whatever comes out of your mouth.
You've always got to go for the challenging one.
That is probably the nicest put down I've ever heard.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello, welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here's my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Hello, and here's my co-host, Mark Rice.
Hello. Well, this is the podcast for voice actors that reminds us there isn't just one way to read a script, there are lots of different ways.
Yes, indeed. So, Mark.
Yes.
I only write with black ink. Is that true or false?
Yes, I think that there might be something in your life that has made you want to write with black ink everywhere. I think that might be true.
It is true, but I really wish I only wrote with green ink or something really kind of wild.
Is there any reason that you don't use blue?
I don't like blue ink.
Oh.
And it's really weird, isn't it? But I just, whenever I use a blue pen, I think, I'm not sure I like that so much.
Fair enough. Well, here's my true or false fun fact for you. I love gnomes. I have 5 different ones in my back garden. True or false?
I've seen your back garden, and I'm not convinced that I've seen gnomes in it. But I'm going to go with my heart and say, yes, you love gnomes and you've got 5 different ones in your back garden.
No, you were right to go with your gut there. I don't much like gnomes,
actually.
Really? No, I find them a bit twee.
Twee? What's not to love about a gnome?
What's not to love? Well, let's welcome our special guest, shall we? Voice actor Denise Hoey. Hello, Denise, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. Samantha, I'm so glad to hear you say that you only write in black ink, because
yes.
I'm the same.
Oh,
I don't have blue ink.
I don't know why. I have no idea why. But anyway, it just seems better in black.
Same.
Yeah, good.
Exactly. Blue ink somehow reminds me of school.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. Right, Sam, let's find out a bit more about Denise, shall we?
Absolutely. So Denise is a British actor, singer and dialect coach based on the West Coast in the USA. She received her BA acting degree from Middlesex University. And after a performing career in the UK, she moved to the US with a green card in 2017.
Denise is passionate about voice work in video games, audio drama, commercials, audiobooks and animation. And in 2024, she was nominated for a One Voice Award and Vox Award for Best Gaming Performer for her role in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Well, welcome along, Denise. Have you got a fun fact for us?
Thank you. I have got a fun fact. Yes. I'm a little bit of a fighter jet enthusiast.
Ooh.
Really?
I grew up in... I grew up in Fleet, Hampshire, right next to Farnborough Airport. And my dad worked on aeroplane engines. And every other year was the Farnborough International Air Show.
I know it well.
So I grew up with the Red Arrows rehearsing for an entire week, flying over my rooftop.
That's so cool.
I just love them. So I decided that I wanted to be the first female fighter pilot, because they didn't have them then, not until 94.
Right.
In the RAF, anyway.
Yeah. And how did that go for you?
as you now know, not great, because they told me I needed 20/20 vision.
Oh,
but I could be a commercial pilot, and I had absolutely zero interest in being a commercial pilot. I wanted a noisy, fast plane.
Of course you did. Absolutely. And who can blame you? Well, what pun can I come up with? I think it might just be a sound effect one. So it's like, and so without... Let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
So this is a little script I did for, it's a kind of a corporate.
That doesn't give me very much.
I know. It was to be played at a conference, as my corporate stuff often is.
Yeah.
And this was more about, it was to explain something that this company had done on behalf of another company.
She's very shady about it, Denise, isn't she?
Yeah, very.
Showing off kind of a...
What kind of voice? So we're obviously to delegates in a hall. Is this kind of fairly, I'm going to quote-unquote, standard narration?
No. It's not. And you don't. And please don't think about it as delegates in a hall, because it wasn't really like that at all. It was a sort of, this was a moment where they're able to show their expertise as a marketing company by being able to say, this was something that we did for somebody else, and you're going to be thrilled about it, and we could do the same thing for you.
Well, I'll give it a try. Quite sure. Okay.
I'm not sure I've really explained it very well at all to you.
And I'm not sure I've asked enough questions to be able to get it, but I'll try.
Okay.
Our online activities drove over 40,000 visits to Malaria No More, and engagement levels more than doubled average engagement with influencer content. Most importantly, though, we gave prospective travellers the nudge they needed to look after their health abroad by protecting themselves from mosquito-borne diseases. By focusing our audiences on the one moment that could make or break their holiday, we convince them to take the time beforehand to ensure they come away with only good memories and some tacky souvenirs.
You hated that, didn't you?
You found that quite difficult. I couldn't really get to grips with it, I felt.
Okay. It is a tricky one.
Mm.
It's wordy. It's
more than doubled average engagement with influencer content. Yeah. It's like,
Yeah, you've got to really work out what they're trying to get at. And I suppose
what that means, yes.
And I have the huge advantage of knowing that this went with particular visuals and that they were trying to do a very particular thing with this. Mm-hmm. So, which is an advantage, I suspect.
I've done a few of these things where they talk about KPIs through the entire script and you kind of go, oh, this is dull. But it doesn't feel like that, because obviously they put a bit of sunshine, happiness, smarmy wink wink at the end.
They have. And also, I think I managed to engage with it slightly anyway, because it was all about going on holiday. I tried to kind of concentrate on that aspect of it. But what did you think, Denise?
Do you know, I really liked, this is going to sound bad, I really liked the end. No, but I really liked.
I liked we got to the end as well.
I really liked when suddenly it sort of felt like you could relax and, like you said, engage with that sort of slightly funny bit at the
nudge,
end.
The nudge, wink, wink bit at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would have liked to a little bit more of that throughout. But again, where do you find it? It's a tricky one. But like Samantha said, maybe trying to engage with that holiday aspect of it, it's tricky.
Yeah. I know. It is tricky. It's so tricky, we're going to ask you to do it next.
Exactly.
See how much you enjoy it.
Yes, and enjoy. Let's see if you can find the sunshine in there.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Good
See
luck.
If I can practice
Good
what
luck.
I just preached. Thanks. Our online activities drove over 40,000 visits to Malaria No More, and engagement levels more than doubled average engagement with influencer content. Most importantly, though, we gave prospective travellers the nudge they needed to look after their health abroad by protecting themselves from mosquito-borne diseases. By focusing our audiences on the one moment that could make or break their holiday, we convince them to take the time beforehand to ensure they come away with only good memories and some tacky souvenirs.
Lovely.
I like that. It was very up. It was very bright. It was very Jet 2 Holidays.
It was.
If you get the reference,
that's probably what I was going for.
Yeah, do you know what? And I think if that's what you were going for, you absolutely hit the nail on the head.
I think that was the right choice.
Okay.
It felt very bright and engaged. Far brighter, I suspect, than I gave it, which I think it worked really well by doing that, actually.
It made it more understandable, that's for sure.
It absolutely did.
I mean, it might be that I've now read it through 5 times. But
And also, I love the fact that I believe I did the same thing, actually. At the end, there's a kind of little bit of laughter underneath the kind of punchline at the end, because this is the absolute end of this particular
piece. That's unusual for you to give us a piece right from the very end.
I don't think I'm going to do anything mind-blowingly different.
Okay.
It's just a different voice is all.
Okay.
Our online activities drove over 40,000 visits to Malaria No More, and engagement levels more than doubled average engagement with influencer content. Most importantly, though, We gave prospective travellers the nudge they needed to look after their health abroad by protecting themselves from mosquito-borne diseases. By focusing our audiences on the one moment that could make or break their holiday, we convinced them to take the time beforehand to ensure they come away with only good memories and some tacky souvenirs.
Nice. I think it was somewhere between the two of us, don't you think?
Yeah,
I do.
It was sort of somewhere in the middle. It had that slight brightness, but it also had that just a slightly more seriousness, like this is something that's really important to us. And we want you to know that that's really important to us.
Yeah, you said that you did it originally to picture, Samuel. You knew what the pictures were. What I spotted was you broke up the sentences a lot more than you normally do. So you were using phrases of three or four words as part of the sentences. I'm assuming that was deliberate.
Yeah, I mean, that it was a complicated thing. Things were happening on the screen. There was a lot of information on the screen. And so I think it was just a way of making it understandable, I guess.
I was going to say that. It helped to slow it down so you could really focus in on those words that were important.
I'm still not sure I understand engagement levels more than doubled average engagement with influencer content. Still not sure I understand that, but you know.
Well, it more than doubled now. What it means is that the engagement levels more than doubled average engagement with influencer content. So, you know.
What's the average?
It's obvious, isn't it?
It's obvious. So obvious.
I'm not sure, but I don't know that we need to know these things.
Your job is to somehow make it make sense.
Yes.
Or make it sound like it makes sense, even when you're not sure yourself.
Yes, I remember somebody once saying to me, don't ever say my character wouldn't say that. You need to make sure that you've created the character that would say that.
Play How Do You Say That?
It's worthwhile remembering these are real scripts, albeit odd ones, that we're working on. We've changed names and some details to avoid copyright issues. And remember, you can find both the scripts that we're using today in the show notes of the episode.
Oh my God, I've literally just seen what this is about. I've literally just noticed what this... Okay. So you have brought along a very different kind of a script, Denise. Tell us about this one.
Yeah. So this is a client that I do this for them every Christmas. And they have a different themed light trail every year.
Yep.
Yeah, and I am the voice of this this Christmas radio. It's a radio commercial.
I love it. I love it. When I first read it, I thought, ooh, maybe that's an American accent. But of course it's not, because it's a British thing, isn't it?
Right.
Oh.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
It's Oz, I guess, is it?
It is Oz.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have the choice, right?
Yeah, you see, I'm wondering whether to play it as Munchkin now.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I will say this, that I gave them a wild card option, a wild card take.
And did they take
one? They did. Ooh. That's what they ended up going for.
Oh, and you're not going to tell us what it was, are you? Yet.
No, I'm going to show you
what they
went for.
The end, what they actually went for. Okay, so I can't second guess that. I'm not going to I'm not going to let that derail me. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Well, I look forward to whatever comes out of your mouth.
Okay, right. Let's have a little go at this then. Okay. This Christmas, there's no place like Winter Gardens. Join Dorothy and be swept away on a magical light trail through Oz. Follow the yellow brick road through Munchkin Land, meet the Scarecrow, Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion, and explore the glittering Emerald City. Just watch out for those flying monkeys. Discover the wonderful world of Oz Light Trail, now open. Book your tickets now at wintergardens.co.uk/Oz.
Nice. I mean, a definite character there.
Very sweet.
You could have been a version of Dorothy, perhaps, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I settled into it. I don't like where I started. Particularly.
It's a tough opening line, actually.
Yeah.
However, in whatever character you do, I think. But you need the introduction line before you can go, here are all the great things. You need to go, it's now and it's here, you know. But that's
exactly. This is where it is. Yeah, now this is what it is.
Yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was very straight.
I felt you relax into it and get more excited.
Yes.
Particularly when you got to the glittering Emerald City.
Yes, I like that. And I like the flying monkeys. I don't mean I like what I did necessarily, but I like that bit of the script.
Yeah.
But I definitely warmed into it, but it was very straight. I felt it was a very straight rendition of it.
I know what you mean.
Well, we shall see what the two of you do. You and your little dog too.
Ooh,
leave my little dog out of it.
Oh, that's a nice choice. I like that.
Oh, it is a nice choice. You see, that would have been a good choice, wouldn't it? Absolutely. I'm assuming it's a 30.
It is, yeah.
I had a horrible feeling it was. It doesn't look too overwritten, to be honest with you, but it does mean you are constrained if you're going to characterise it.
Yes, although now I think about it, I think I would have preferred to do it as a witch. But, I'm not sure that that's what they would have actually wanted.
Maybe
because they've gone magical and explore and, you know, I don't know. But I think
I
it would have been fun as
sound...
a witch. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, they don't want it to sound scary.
No,
not
exactly.
Scary. No. Fair. Well, I'm going to go the other. I am going to go into Munchkin Land, I think. And to a point, anyway.
Yay.
And give it a try.
Okay.
Maybe not quite that much, but you never
sing
know.
The whole thing. Like,
All right. Here we go. This Christmas, there's no place like Winter Gardens. Join Dorothy and be swept away on a magical light trail through Oz. Follow the yellow brick road through Munchkin Land. Meet the Scarecrow, Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion. And explore the glittering Emerald City. Just watch out for those flying monkeys. Discover the wonderful World of Oz light trail now open. Book your tickets now at wintergardens.co.uk/Oz.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one, Denise and I can tell, were not expecting that.
No.
Whoa.
It slightly scared me, I'll be honest.
Okay. Wasn't going for scary.
It was really sweet because I said I'd done this really straight and then you went, oh, I'm not doing it straight. I'm going all out. Munchkin Land. Wow. It was quick.
It took me aback, I think, and maybe that's what scared me a little bit. I was like, whoa, wow.
Yes.
Where's this going? Where's this gone?
Cutting through the noise of the commercial break.
Yeah. It was quite a character, I have to say, Mark. I wasn't expecting you to do that.
I wasn't, but I really appreciated that you did that. I love that. That would be a wild card option for sure.
Do you know, that is probably the nicest put down I've ever heard. Yeah. But I really appreciate that.
I'll just go home now, shall I?
Mark.
I actually love the fact that you embraced that because I couldn't have been more dull in the way that I did it. And you were like, no, I'm going to go all out.
It kind of was all out. A little bit.
I reckon you did that in 20 seconds, though.
I love hearing people do characters and just making really specific, fun choices. Because it's not something you hear very often, especially in commercials.
No.
So I just love it when people go for it. And I think, why not offer that as an option? Why not offer wild card options?
As an option, because right. And certainly in an audition, why wouldn't you? If you've given them a straight option, why wouldn't you pull the stops out? Because somebody somewhere will go, oh, I'd never thought of that, but that might work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
And it shows that you can do something different. It shows that you're not just going to get so far. We could have had the boring old straight one that I did. We could have had a witch, you and your little dog too, witch. We could have had a munchkin, and now I bet we're going to get with ease a completely different fourth one. That's four different
auditions.
I'm almost
hoping it's Glinda now. I wonder where it's going to go.
That's what I'm coming here for.
Come on, Denise.
All right.
This Christmas, there's no place like Winter Gardens. Join Dorothy and be swept away on a magical light trail through Oz. Follow the yellow brick road through Munchkin Land, meet the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, and explore the glittering Emerald City. Just watch out for those flying monkeys. Discover the wonderful world of Oz Light Trail, now open. Book your tickets now at wintergardens.co.uk/Oz.
Judy Garland lives.
She's in the room.
That was so good. And do you know what? The way that you said Scarecrow.
Yeah.
And the first time she meets Scarecrow on the yellow brick road. Absolutely right. I mean, you absolutely nailed that. I loved it.
Absolutely gorgeous. I really enjoyed that. And did you punt that in at the end then?
That was my final take and I just did one. Yeah, I popped it in. Yeah, because I always just do, you know, my own voice for these and they've heard that, you know, the last few years in a row.
You see, that's what I didn't want to give you because that's what I would normally do.
What, your duty?
Fair.
Right.
Not no, my ordinary.
Your duty. you've heard Mark's duty, I'm sure.
She only comes out at weekends. It really was fantastic, though.
And also a beautifully observed Judy Garland as well. That kind of, that way she almost tucked her chin in.
Yep.
You know, she had it was just lovely. It was really, really beautifully done.
This is where my theatre training comes in because I did play Dorothy. I did The Wizard of Oz at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh years ago. I think it was in 2007. And I played Dorothy and I was trying to sort of assume that Judy Garland type role, but without going, you know, full on Judy. I'm also a big Judy Garland fan. And so that's something I've sort of worked on over the years. And as soon as I saw this, I thought I would want to do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Judy Garland-esque. So yeah, I stuck it in. It was the last take I did, just did the one, and that's the one they used.
And I love the fact that your idea went to Judy Garland, mine immediately went to the witch. So, I mean, you know, I think that speaks volumes for the two of us, actually, I'll be honest with you, Denise.
I honestly wouldn't have thought of the witch or a munchkin. So it was wonderful to be surprised by that.
And, and surprised you were.
I was surprised, yeah.
In theory, though, we've had two wildcard shots at this script already, Sam. And as we approach the wildcard bit of the show, who knows what we're going to bring out with it now?
God, the possibilities are endless with this script. This is just one of the most fabulous scripts we've ever had. You can do anything with it.
I think it is.
So, Denise, okay, can you pick one of these scripts and give one of us a new motivation or something new to do with it?
Oh, gosh, this would be hard. My genre I was thinking of was a kid's toy commercial because I do quite a lot of those, things like Peppa Pig and things like that, Peppa Pig play sets and things like that.
Oh.
So I'm wondering about script one as a kid's toy commercial. I'm going to say Mark just because you found the script so difficult to start with.
Oh, great. Great. Thanks, Denise. I thought we were getting on
You've always got to go for the challenging one.
So you're going to be a toy, Mark. That's right up your street.
No, I mean, I've done a few toy commercials, but they're always power read commercials for like big character things from Tomy and Mattel and stuff like that.
Be that toy, though. Be that little plastic soldier with the gun.
With the gun.
Yeah, I'd love to hear another character voice.
Oh, God. Yes,
God.
Be the munchkin.
Imagine camera sweeping in on toy.
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
Our online activities drove over 40,000 visits to Malaria No More, and engagement levels more than doubled average engagement with influencer content. More importantly, though, we gave prospective travellers the nudge they need to look after their health abroad by protecting themselves from mosquito-borne diseases. By focusing our audiences on the one moment that could make or break their holiday, we convince them to take the time beforehand to ensure they come away with only good memories and some techie souvenirs.
Ooh, just talk brilliant. Me through that character now.
He was a big fluffy teddy bear.
Yeah. It was.
He was a big fluffy
exactly
teddy bear.
That's exactly what I was imagining.
Yeah, you sweet.
That's good, because that's what I was imagining too.
I love that. He was enjoying that
so
malaria no more.
Suddenly it made more sense. The script made more sense.
He understood the influencer content.
That's what I was hoping might happen, that it would make more sense. And it did. I found myself really listening to that
really
and
did.
Being really interested in it.
Isn't it strange how it can do that?
Yes.
But it might mean that if I did it in a wildcard way, and this is the point of the wildcard, really, you do it in a strange way and then you go back to do it straight, you understand it more anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm, I'm not sure I'd ever get the image of that bear out of my head, though.
From mosquito-borne diseases.
Yes, indeed. Mosquito-borne diseases. Right. Okay.
Also, those sort of breaths that you were doing, like, mosquito.
He was a big bear.
Keep the breath, but we just want straight.
Yes, keep the breath, we just want it straight. Blimey. Let's crack on. Let's crack on. Sam, do you want to pick one for Denise?
Yes, I do. I do want to pick one for Denise. Denise, I would like you to be a beekeeper.
Oh.
I want you to do your script, script two.
Yep.
Your beekeeper who is showing the listener inside the beehive, and you're pointing out the worker bees and the queen bee and the drones, and you're literally talking us through. You are the beekeeper who's loving those bees.
Brilliant. I always wanted to be a beekeeper.
There you go.
I do like bees. This Christmas, there's no place like winter gardens. Join Dorothy and be swept away on a magical light trail through Oz. Follow the yellow brick road through Munchkin Land. I'll meet the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, and explore the glittering Emerald City. Oh, just watch out for those flying monkeys. Discover the wonderful world of Oz Light Trail, now open. Book your tickets now at wintergardens.co.uk/Oz.
I could see you pointing out all the little chambers where the honey is being made.
I don't know what that was or whether it...
Now we're going to close up the beehive. We're not going to look at it anymore, children.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe showing a younger audience. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it felt. I felt I went a little bit down the children's, which I wasn't meaning to.
But you know, really, that was maybe what I was expecting. I was expecting the beekeeper to be showing children round.
Okay.
But that's just in my head.
Right.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I loved it.
Now, I know the How Do You Say That audience quite well, and I know that I will be strung up if I don't ask Sam to do script two as the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, no. Yes!
So, I mean, I'm sorry, Sam, you've now just got to do it, because I know the reaction would be, if I just ignored that, I would get a really big backlash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam, you knew this was coming.
Yeah, you did. You can't say you didn't know that would happen.
I hoped it wouldn't, because now I got to show, you know, it's all very well doing, you know, it's all very
one
well.
Line.
Yeah, exactly. Golfing from the sidelines, but now I've got to actually put my money where my mouth is. All right, then. Let me get into witchy mode. Okay, then.
This Christmas, there's no place like winter gardens. Join Dorothy and be swept away on a magical light trail through Oz. Follow the yellow brick road through Munchkin Land. Meet the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and that Cowardly Lion. And explore the glittering Emerald City. Just watch out for those flying monkeys. Discover the wonderful world of Oz Light Trail, now open. Book your tickets now at wintergardens.co.uk/Oz.
That was lovely. I mean, I could place you exactly. Even if the words hadn't been about Oz, I could place you exactly. It's Wicked Witch is Wicked Witch, isn't it?
Well, I guess.
Do you know what I loved was that those little noises that you made in preparation?
Yes.
That were going on in the background.
Exactly.
And then the aggressive ending. That was brilliant. .co.uk/Oz.
Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth as a Wicked Witch or as a Munchkin or as a teddy bear or whatever, beekeeper, whatever. As we've said before, we've put the scripts in the show notes so you can follow along and have a try yourself.
Yes, you can. Now, Denise, how does your theatre background, you've talked before about doing theatre, in fact, you're doing one at the moment, you're on stage at the moment. How does your theatre background feed into creating characters for things like video games or audio drama, in fact?
I didn't start doing video games till I moved out to the US, and I was at my callback for Call of Duty, and I remember the casting director saying, you know, oh, you've got so much theatre and that's fantastic. We love theatre actors for video games, which was just, it was amazing for me to hear that. And, you know, it got me to thinking about why that was. And there's so many skills I've learned through doing theatre that I apply to doing video games. Mm-hmm. Things like cold reading, you know, being able to take direction, working with all kinds of different directors because they're all very different.
Yeah.
Working with, you know, actors on stage and just being able to, because, you know, very often with video games, you're not acting opposite anyone. You're just on your own in a booth. You're having to imagine somebody else saying those lines. So that for me is really helpful to have had experience with just, you know, working with so many other actors and reacting off things they're saying. And I have played a lot of different characters on stage, you know, with different accents, different ages. I look young for my age, and when I was younger, I used to play a lot of children's roles on stage. And that really helped me to come up with like children's characters and children's voices, but without being patronizing to children, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's got to be real, hasn't it?
There are so many times where I'll be in for one character and they'll say, oh, while you're here, we've got, you know, a couple of lines of this person in a marketplace, or could you do an old lady? Could you do a young boy? Could you do it in a different accent or something? And just being able to quickly have those things, those characters, those voices in my back pocket that I can just pull out at a moment's notice and be able to rely on is just great. And that's what keeps getting me back in the room with the same directors, because they know I'm reliable and that I have all these skills. You know, I talk to students all the time about video game acting and how it's not, you know, it's not just about using your voice. It's being physical too. It's physically taking on the role, because, you know, a lot of these video games, they're very real. They want to hear the action.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want to hear what's gone on before, what you're doing at that moment, what's happening afterwards. Are you sorting through files as you do this? Are you running in a, you know, in a battlefield, you know, all of that kind of thing. So it is it's about acting. You know, it's not voice acting. It is just about acting.
Denise, you remind us that it's not voice acting, it's acting. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I really have. Thank you so much. I would do this every week. This is so much fun.
If you want to see what we look like in our booths, check out, or not, as the case may be, check out How Do You Say That on TikTok and Instagram, because we've got a lot of little videos that run all the time, seemingly.
I can't wait to see your Wicked Witch on video. Okay, that's it for this week.
I can wait to see that.
Thanks again to Denise Hoey. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest where we'll be asking... And this is where we do the title of the show all together in whatever character you like, Denise. Okay. Another voiceover guest when we'll be asking,
How do you say that? How do you say that?